Joined on the pregame show by Nathan Flewelling, first appearance on the pregame show. We've done a podcast, but a little more short form this time. And Nathan, you've really been the team's best hitter here this month, and it's been a long month, but what's allowed you to maintain this consistent level of success?
I think just kind of trusting the plan day in and day out, and finding a consistent routine that we can kind of be able to work off of every single day, and just kind of trust in the process, and just trying to keep things simple and take things one thing at a time every single day.
You know, I was discussing it on the broadcast last night, but I think it's really impressive that you're having maybe your best month of the year at the plate in August, considering you're catching, what, 4 out of 6 days a week?
Yeah.
How have you been able to keep your body fresh?
Yeah, just kind of hard work in the training room after the games, and then working hard in the weight room to keep my body feeling good. And I think, again, it just comes down to routine and kind of feeling good every single day, and just having the good mindset of, like, always got to get better every single day as well.
Walk me through some of that routine. What are some of the things that you do that you really kind of lean on that help you feel good?
Like a lot of stretching kind of pregame, a lot of movement, a lot of lunges and kind of hamstring work in the gym, and then post game it's a lot of like hot tub and soft tissue and kind of a lot more stretching and kind of things like that to get my body prepped for the next day.
Big yoga guy?
I mean, I might have to be. Might have to go find a spot on King Street.
There you go. One thing that really jumps off the page with you is the walks, and I think we've talked about it before, but you know, with that and your patient approach, is that something that you've always had? Is that something that's kind of come around lately when you've been in the pros, or how has that developed for you?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of always something that has come naturally to me. Is I've, ever since I was younger, I've always kind of seen the ball well and had a good idea of the strike zone, and not kind of chase too much or get out of my swing. So I think it's kind of no surprise that I'm kind of doing what I'm doing right now.
Now, on the other side of the ball, it's an interesting time of the year, right? Because you're adding so many new teammates on the mound. What's that process like of learning new teammates, arsenals, repertoires, whatever you want to call them? And how difficult is that process, learning so many of them all at once?
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but again, it's also good because you get to learn new relationships with new guys in the org, and I think it's important to be able to talk to these guys pregame and stuff like that. Like some of the guys, the first time catching them might be in the eighth inning of a tie ball game, and you kind of got to learn to use them and learn how to use their stuff and kind of get used to catching them. And I think it's important that you always are vocal with your teammates and are able to kind of discuss game plans beforehand, so that when you play, it's you've already done it in your head.
How do you retain all that information? Do you write it down somewhere? I imagine the pitching coaching staff has all that data in a spreadsheet, but when it is the eighth inning, how do you bring that information to the front of your brain?
I mean, I do have notes for sure, but it's more of kind of a feel thing, and we'll discuss in between innings about how we want to attack the hitters the next inning. But I think it's more of a thing, and we've been doing it for so long, since April, like the starters and some of the guys that we've had, like it's just the same thing every time, like, and it makes it kind of easy like that.
Now, we're in our second to last week of the year here, one more road trip coming up next week. When you look back on your first pro season, what are you going to remember most? Is there a particular memory or homestand or anything like that that really jumps out?
I don't know what I'm going to remember the most, but I think it's the relationships that I've built with some of my coaches and some of my teammates, and the kind of the growing up that I had to do this year, and the kind of the way that my teammates and my coaches were able to help me push through things when things weren't going so well. And I'm very grateful for that. And I think just remembering that you just got to trust the process and remember the good times and forget the bad times, kind of things like that.
Simple enough.
Yeah.
Flew, appreciate the time and continued success.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.